Welcome to Revealing Jesus. Are you hungry to learn more about our beautiful Savior Jesus? I am your host, Christina Pereira, lover of Jesus, apostolic leader, licensed and ordained minister, author, podcaster, and kingdom party planner. Did you know that the Bible declares that grace and peace are multiplied to us in the knowledge of Jesus? And that simply means the more we learn about our beautiful Savior, the more we will experience all He died to give us. Join me for all things the King and His Kingdom, including revelatory teaching, interviews with fivefold ministers, media leaders, authors, and more. Come discover the beauty of God displayed all across the body of Christ. Together, we are revealing more of Jesus to a hurting world today. I'm so thankful that He makes it abundantly clear throughout the Bible and what He's now redeemed us to. And some of those things are the blessings of God. So fruitfulness in childbearing, prosperity in our finances and all that we touch, prospering our relationships with people, health and wholeness in our bodies, soundness in our mind, and all of the good things that He has for us. And the way that I see it, if He died to give it to me, I'd like to have it. And I'd like you to have it too.
But before we get started, I want to give a quick shout out to our Christina Pereira Ministry sponsors who help support the mission to unite the body of Christ and fulfill the Great Commission with love. A big shout out to Gopher Ministries, who provides all of our equipment for our gospel events. Davis Financial Services, who does all of our financial accounting. Harvest Family Network, through which I am licensed and ordained. And Life Changing Productions, who helps put together evangelistic events to reach our city for Jesus. If you or your organization are interested in becoming a CPM sponsor, you can find out more information on our website at christinapereira.org. Do you have a loved one special occasion coming up and don't know what to get them? Well, now you can sponsor an episode of Revealing Jesus in their name. And you can give them a special dedication message read on air. It makes a great gift. To find out more information, just go to christinapereira.org/podcast.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of Revealing Jesus with Christina Pereira. I am your host, Christina, and I'm so excited to have you with me here today. I hope and I pray that you are doing well right where you are and enjoying the continuously flowing favor of grace pouring from our beautiful Savior and Father in heaven. I've got a great show for you today. Today, we are going to do some teaching. I'm super excited because one of my favorite times of year is coming up, and it is Easter. And I just love this time of year because it's so precious. And it's the foundation of our faith in Jesus and where He made absolutely everything possible for us that we get to enjoy in this life and for eternity. And I'm so thankful, so thankful. So I have an amazing teaching for you guys today. You know, I was praying with the Lord about what to give you guys, and I felt like this message that He just really downloaded on my heart was so powerful. So many times we struggle with understanding exactly what Jesus has done for us. And I'm so thankful that He makes it abundantly clear throughout the Bible what He's now redeemed us to. And some of those things are the blessings of God. So fruitfulness in childbearing, prosperity in our finances and all that we touch, prospering our relationships with people, health and wholeness in our bodies, soundness in our mind, and all of the good things that He has for us. And the way that I see it, if He died to give it to me, I'd like to have it. And I'd like you to have it too. So we are going to do this teaching all based on Jesus. This is called Blessings Flow as You Behold Jesus, the Open Hand of Grace Nailed. Yeah, so good. Beloved, have you ever struggled to believe God's blessings in your life? You're not alone. Jesus loves you so much, He wants to assure you that His hand of grace and blessing will never be closed to you. Let's take a look at Jesus' perfect work on the cross and discover how you can be assured that his hand will never be close to you. During Jesus' earthly ministry, the Bible records many miracles, healing, radical provision, and deliverance. Today, Jesus is still ministering through the power of the Holy Spirit and believers who are willing to partner with the King of Heaven to continue the Great Commission. You can find all about the Great Commission in Mark 16, 14 through 18. I'm going to read these scriptures to you, but I will have them up on our website, at our blog, where you can look at them for yourself, because it's really important for you to see that this isn't just coming from me, it's coming from the Word of God, and that's where all authority lies. So this is Mark 16, 14 through 18. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those that believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means harm them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." That is Mark 16, 14 through 18. So blessings under the law. Under the law, the blessings of God were available based on your obedience and the annual sacrifice of animals to cover any sins of the worshipers. However, this system never removed the sins of worshipers, only covered them for 1 year. This is Hebrews 10, 1 through 4. "For the law, having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of the things that can never, with these same sacrifices, which they continually, year by year, make those who approach perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered. For the worshipers, once purified, would have no more consciousness of sins. But in those sacrifices, there is an annual reminder of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins." That's Hebrews 10, 1 through 4. But God, in his great mercy, didn't want to just cover your sins, but forever purge them with the sinless blood of the Lamb of God. John the Baptist testifies of Jesus at his baptism, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus himself states in Hebrews, "A body you prepared for me." This is Hebrews 10, 8 through 10. Sacrifice and offering, burnt offerings, and offerings for sin you did not desire, nor had pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law. Then he said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God." He takes away the first that he might establish the second. By that, we will have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Isn't that amazing? That's Hebrews 10, 8 through 10. Better than the blood of bulls and goats. Jesus, who is the perfect, sinless Lamb of God, was born a virgin and seeded through the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit. His blood needed to be clean from the sin of Adam and therefore not fathered by human efforts. Through the sacrifice of the cross, Jesus forever purged the sins of all who would believe in him. The Bible states that he despised the shame of the cross. Instead, he counted the glory and the joy of welcoming you home far greater than the shame. This is Hebrews 2:12-2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, he has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's Hebrews 12:2. So let us reason together for a minute. The King of Kings, only begotten of the Father, darling Son of Heaven, humbled himself to be born a man, walked among us, died a gruesome death as the Lamb of God to take away our sins. Only the blood sacrifice of the sinless Son of God could forever purge your conscience of sin. The cross and its humiliation would have been great for any man, which Jesus was. He most often referred to himself as the Son of Man. He took great delight in walking among us. The cross would have been even more humiliating for a righteous man, which Jesus was. The Bible says that he did no sin, he knew no sin, and in him was no sin. Most of all, the cross would have been drastically humiliating for the Lord of all creation, and yet he despised the shame. He was counting your salvation of far greater value. That's amazing. So amazing. Jesus, the image of grace. Jesus, the open hand of grace, is Yahweh, the Lord of all creation. The name Yahweh in Hebrew letters, Yud-Heh-Vah-Heh, and its corresponding images represent God's heart towards us. The first letter, Yud, describes the work, hand, activity, or deed. The second letter of the name, He, describes the verb to reveal, behold, show, race, what comes from the Spirit. The third letter, Vav, join, nail, secure, establish, man. And the last letter, He, again depicts, reveal, behold, show, grace, what comes from the Spirit. Jesus' very name, Yahweh, on the cross, reveal the grace of God from the Spirit, nailed open in grace. Beloved, because the hands that reveal grace were nailed to the cross, you can be assured that the heavens are open and every blessing is available to you forever.
Get ready to take your faith to the next level. As you sit at Jesus' feet, your faith will grow as you hear his word, commune with him in prayer, and feast upon his faithfulness. In this beautiful journal, you can record your time with God. It includes 52 weekday entries, which can be used as a week or a day, depending on your preference. Record the scripture you're reading, your response to it in prayer, and a journal page plus an answered prayer section to record Jesus' faithfulness. Grab your colored pencils and Bible and be sure to get creative with the images. This journal will be a powerful memorial of your relationship with a living and loving Savior. Be sure to pick up a copy of At the Feet of Jesus Worship and Prayer Journal today. Links in the show notes, or you can find a copy at Amazon or ChristinaPereira.org/store.
We witness Jesus moving among the people of his time. Throughout the recorded scriptures, he performed countless miracles, healings, and deliverances. The Bible displays the undeserved, unmerited favor of God and grace to all who come to him. The Bible states that Jesus went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That's Acts 10:36-43. Let's read this together. The word of God, which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee under the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. Him God raised on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witness chosen before God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission from sins. That's Acts 10, 36 through 43. All of these translations too, by the way, are New King James Version. Open heavens through Jesus. The same hands that healed the eyes of the blind, raised the dead, fed the multitudes, and delivered the oppressed are permanently nailed open to you today. Jesus still bears the scars in his resurrected body. He appeared to Thomas after his resurrection and encouraged him to put his hands in the open scars. This is John 20, 24 through 29. But Thomas, one of the 12, who was called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples were saying to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see his hands and the imprint of the nails, I put my finger into the place of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." 8 days later, his disciples were again inside and Thomas was with them. Jesus came through the doors. "Peace be to you," he said to Thomas. "Place your finger here and see my hands, and take your hand and place it into my side. And do not continue in disbelief, but be a believer." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have now believed. But blessed are they who did not see me, and yet they have believed." John 20, 24 through 29. Beloved, every blessing is guaranteed. You do not have to question God's intention towards you. Because Jesus was willing to despise the shame of the cross, you are forever forgiven, cleansed, and made righteous, and every blessing is upon you. Through the nails that pierced his hand, the Holy Spirit rains down blessings upon you, your family, and all you touch. This is Matthew 6, 31 through 33. Therefore, do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." That is Matthew 6, 31 through 33. Beloved, let all doubt be removed today as you put your faith in those nail-pierced hands. He is still the God of miracles. He is still healing, still prospering, and still delivering today. Forever he despised the shame of the cross, that you and I can live under an open heaven of blessing and favor. Indeed, there are no limits to the length that God is willing to go to provide for you. As you behold Jesus, the open hand of grace in your life today, may every miracle and blessing abound to you. I want to pray for you now. Father, I thank you for those who are listening today to this podcast and to this video. God, I thank you that you've drawn them with a purpose and with an intention for them to hear and to receive. Jesus always taught and then he healed. So right now, they have heard, they are believing, they are beholding Jesus, they are fixing their eyes on you, God. And right now, I command every sickness under the sound of my voice to be released from them now in Jesus' name. I command their bodies to be healed, their minds to be sound. I command all demonic oppression to leave now in Jesus' name. When they put their faith and trust in you, Jesus, you reverse every curse all the way back to Adam and all the way forward into their bloodline. So, Father, right now, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for the miracles that you are doing. And if you haven't had a chance to accept Jesus as your Savior today, do so now. Pray this prayer with me.
Father, I ask you to forgive me of all of my sin. I ask you to come into my heart to cleanse me. I thank you that you are now making me the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you. By faith, this is being done. I am now being made a child of God, forever forgiven, forever cleansed, forever righteous, and forever under the blessing and unclouded favor of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Beloved, I hope this has blessed you today. I'm excited to hear what God has done in your life today. If God has used this, drop us a line. You can connect with us at Christina Perez Ministries on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And you can always contact us at christinaperez.org. I would love to hear your testimonies, because when we share testimonies of what God has done in our lives, it gives people the opportunity to believe and for God to do it again in their lives. Yes. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless.
Beloved, let me introduce you to my King. He is altogether lovely. No matter which way you turn him, he is perfection personified. He is velvet and steel. He is meekness and majesty. He is glory and humility. He is kindness and strength. He is altogether lovely, and he is my King, and he can be yours as well. All day long, he holds his hand that you might take, that you might turn one step, one grasp, one yes, one breath away from the arms of your loving Savior. Beloved, if you hear him calling today, do not harden your heart. The Bible declares that not one of us is guaranteed another moment upon this earth. So pray this prayer with me today and run into the arms of the one who loves you, who knows you best. Father, I ask you to forgive me for all of my sin, for all of the places that I have fallen short, God, of your glorious standard. I ask you now to send your Son into my heart, to be the forgiveness of my sin, to be my redemption, to be my righteousness, to be my holiness, to be my sanctification. I ask you to forgive me, to cleanse me, to fill me with your Spirit, your power, your glory, that I might bring glory to your name, Father. I thank you that I receive all of this by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and who gave himself up for me. I thank you that I am now a child of God, fully forgiven, fully righteous, fully holy in your eyes. And I ask you to help me walk out this life in a way that pleases and honors you, Father. I thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. I thank you for your love, for your kindness, for your great joy in saving me. And I thank you, Father, and I thank you, Holy Spirit. And I pray all of these things in your beautiful Son's name. Amen. If you've just prayed that prayer for the first time, I want to congratulate you. You are now a child of God, and all things are now yours. Keep listening to Revealing Jesus. Find a good Bible translation that makes sense to you, and keep hearing about our beautiful Savior Jesus. Please let us know. We want to continue to pray for you, and we want to send you a free PDF copy of our new believer workbook. Just go to christinaperez.org/welcome-home. Enter your email address and we will be happy to send this free gift. And continue to pray for your journey. God bless. I sincerely hope and pray today's episode has blessed you. Now it's your turn to continue the conversation. We are all evangelists of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Like this episode, rate it, share it with a friend. If it's impacted your life, let them know that you want it to do the same in theirs. Help spread the word of the good news of Jesus. Subscribe to the mailing list and get episodes, articles, downloads, and more sent right to you. Link in show notes or just text Jesus to 1-833-815-7778. Again, that's Jesus, 1-833-815-7778. We would love to connect with you on social media. You can find us at Christina Prayer Ministries on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless.